Hello? Sheldon?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, I'm good.
Okay, hold on. So I do realize we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
Yeah, no problem. Right. Take your time.
Okay. No mute at this time. Going upstairs. Where are you located again?
New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a son who teaches at Columbia. No, at NYU in Columbia.
Yeah. Ah, I see.
It's in the book. It's in the book.
Yeah.
And it's sort of written or formulated as such that it is
not. Did you hit mute again?
Huh?
No. I thought I lost you there.
Gigi is coming.
Sure.
I'm going to get to
Roger, where's your house located? So, like, where's your house located? And, like, where in Sedona?
On the golf course.
Right, can you give me, like, an address? I can see on Google. So I can see on Google what your house looks like.
Yeah. 60. Paint. Hot. Circle.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah. 6060. Paint Park Circle.
Paint Park Circle.
Sedona, Arizona.
86351. 86351. Is it Paint
Park
Circle?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. What do we have here? Sedona, Arizona. I think I see your house.
Website are you using?
I'm trying to look at the house that you guys have. Just trying to see.
Yeah.
It's loading. I'm waiting for it to load.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's a beautiful house.
Thank you.
Nice.
We custom built it. Gigi and I were the architects. We didn't hire an architect. We designed it and had to get engineers to tie down the back of the house because the entire back of the house are double arch sliding doors. We have no back walls facing the golf course.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I'm understanding piece by piece what it looks like.
Oh.
Are you on Zillow?
Yeah, I'm on there. Yeah, I'm exactly on. I'm on Zillow.
What is it?
I'm looking at your house on Zillow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the color is pink, right?
Pardon?
Is it? It's pinkish, right?
No, we tore that down.
But yes. No, I'm looking at Zillow right now. What you see that's pink, that's Red Rock.
Oh. No wonder. There's a different color in Zillow, and I'm looking at another website, and that's a different color, so I was very confused. But it does, like...
It's pink, and that's the old view.
Yeah.
That was the house we tore down.
Right. But they made that house. That's why.
Do you see a new stucco house on the golf course? We purchased a house for a second house,
mm-hmm.
and had to tear it down, and we built the home that we're in now.
That's the old house, and it has a pink, he's looking at.
Well, now I see
okay.
it. Now I'm actually able to scroll around and see the house.
Okay.
Now it's great. Okay, now your house is great, right?
It's kind of a beige color.
Yeah, it's kind of like a beige, yes. Kind of like a beige.
Yeah, Gigi is on Zillow. Z-A-L-L.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on the same website now. Yeah.
Okay. That has the house we built.
So, yeah, there's like a glass window, right, a large glass window right above the front door.
Yes.
Yes. Nice. It's like a beautiful house.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
I like how green it is. I like how green it is on the entire area. It's like a nice, relaxing place to, you know, chill out.
Well, here in Sedona, it stays fairly green.
Yeah, and it's 4,000 square feet under roof.
Wow. That's what takes you some time to travel around the house.
Well, yeah.
It's not that large. I mean, we have a lot of open space. We have an open house.
Yeah. The kitchen, sitting area, lounge area, four fireplaces, all are open. No walls.
No
square walls. Everything is round. No square walls.
That's interesting. That's an interesting design.
Yeah. Yeah, we researched
okay,
it.
Going,
we researched it. Gigi, my wife, was and has a degree in interior design from Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, and is artistic and had a heavy hand in designing our house, with me reacting to her design suggestion.
Nice.
Let's get going.
Yes.
Okay.
Back to she
thanks
traveled.
For checking out our house.
She traveled to?
Back to Gigi now.
She traveled to, yeah, I already have that in. Yeah, I have that. She traveled to Mobile.
Okay.
Judge Hitchcock needs to be capital.
Mobile does too.
She traveled to Mobile. Okay, got it. Let me just rewrite that entirely. She traveled to Mobile with Judge Hitchcock and his son.
Yes.
And that is assumed how she met Edward Parker.
No, that
Parker.
Period after the son.
Yeah.
We assume that is how she met Edward Parker. Capital.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
She met
Okay. You can go on with Everett Freed, Lavinia, from servitude, not slavery. I don't think she was considered a slave. She was, because she was in Connecticut, servitude.
Okay. Not slavery. Servitude.
Yes.
Okay. What else?
Okay. They had a son. Then I would go back to the black part where we talked. This is where Warrington was saying why you were not on that. I would say he established a business. I would put that after this. Because he established the business with Lavinia.
I do. Because she was a, she was a cook in the restaurant that they owned.
And you should say that if you're going to say that is Edward is long with Lavinia.
Yeah, good.
Established the business located on the Bow River.
Yes, property.
Did you get that, Sheldon?
Yes, I'm still there. I'm trying to understand because there's a lot of stuff going on in the bush right as well.
It is.
Yeah, we know.
I'm trying to piece things in the right way so there's no confusion when I give it to the designer.
I know.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, we do. All things are not perfect.
Good. Okay. So they also opened a fine restaurant and offered fishing. So do we have to say – but it already says they opened a fine restaurant. So doesn't that already mean they're talking about Lavinia, Lavinia and Edward together?
Yes, that is true. They
did. Well, for sure, I would say he traveled – she traveled to Mobile. That's where we assume that's how she met Edward.
Yeah.
He purchased for $5. Then I would say, go back up to the black part and say he, along with Lavinia, purchased land from the government located on Fowl River in Theodore, Alabama.
At the, it wasn't Theodore at that time. Later named Theodore, later in Theodore, Alabama, named. I don't think it was there. That's true. So, comma, I agree. Now,
what do we agree to?
On this land, they established a steam-powered sawmill, wood-cutting, and chipping business.
Steam-cutting was with Francis.
And that should be taken out.
Yep.
So where are we at? Establish a steam-powered sawmill, wood-cutting, and chipping business.
It the steam-cutting has to be out. There weren't any steam-powered engines at that time.
Francis established that.
Yeah, after Francis did it.
So we would just have to say wood-cutting and chipping business.
Wood cutting and chipping business.
That's true.
You said I could say later and sadly.
I don't know what the timing, you know. All of that thought happened together.
Okay. Where they established.
That's right. It was on the Fowl River, that property.
Right.
Uh-huh. So, what else?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Also, a fine restaurant and fishing.
I wouldn't say fine. I would say restaurant.
I would too. I would too. It was more like a camp.
Yeah.
They opened a restaurant.
Yes.
And offered fishing and hunting guide services.
True.
They named it Parker's Corner. Parker's Corner was, that's all true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had Lavinia and their only friend, Diego, resided on Fall River Lake, so Edwards.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
They stayed there even after he left.
Yes, he did.
What's not true?
That they only stayed there. Edward Parker
Pat. Lavinia continues to live there after Frank. Frank told
you that.
Edward Parker continues to live there with Frank. So that's not quite right. I would just say Edward, Lavinia, and their only son Francis resided on the Fowl River. And could he died at 104.
Yes.
That's what it should be.
And he continued.
Wait. You don't say that. You go, he was scared.
So, okay. Okay. From my understanding, if the land was purchased from Francis Parker, that means they moved somewhere else, right?
No.
Francis Parker was born on that Fowl River land.
Yeah. Now look at the end of it. Look at the end. The end line saying later the Bellaton and the Coke Bottling Company's families purchased the land from Francis Parker.
No.
No, that's not true.
No. Let me explain that, Sheldon, and figure out how to put it in there. After Francis died, he had married a second wife, Mary Dent. After Francis died, Mary Dent was his second wife. She's the one who sold the Fowl River property to Bell and Graff and Coke Magnet for taxes. We have another version that said she sold it after Francis died to pay for her son getting out of jail. We don't have that. We have documentation that said she paid it for taxes. She received payment for the land from Bell and Graff and the Coke Magnet for taxes.
I see.
What you could say, Lavinia and their only son Francis resided on the Fowl River.
Her death and his death.
No, it's not until his death.
Mm-hmm.
They stayed there even after. So, resided on the Fowl River after Edward Parker passed.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
it would be
after, yeah.
Lavinia continued to live there with Francis before she died. She was buried next to, I'm just going to say, she was buried next to St. Gregory's Catholic the cemetery, which is the last rest. And this, according to the research written by Rosemary, not paper.
So I have a question. It says the Parkers lost the land because they could not pay the taxes.
Well, the way I was going to get there, after, according to research written by Rosemary Butler, after Francis died,
yes.
The second wife sold the land.
Because of taxes.
Yeah, that's
yeah. That's what we know to be accurate, Sheldon.
Okay. So let me just put it in my own perspective. After and Parker Fast, and then comes. Francis Parker's. Can I just say from Francis Parker's late wife?
No, because it was his second wife.
So late wife would be like, you know, by the end of his years. So that would be automatically mean his second wife. Wouldn't the second wife be his late wife?
How do you want to say it?
I want to say later, Bellingrad and Coke Bottling Company families purchased the land from Francis Parker's late wife after he passed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they could not pay taxes.
Yeah,
that's right. That's what we understand.
Yeah, that's better put that way.
Why? Because they could not pay taxes. Okay. Okay, what else?
Edward and his son Francis bought other land in the area. Francis still parked at Diego.
Yeah.
Then he needs to put that there because it's over here.
Yeah, I didn't think that
where it says Francis Joseph Parker.
Jago. Yeah.
What is it?
Where it says Edward and his son Francis. I think we're over there now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know we're there, but you were talking about Francis Joseph Parker.
And in parentheses, Jago, because the heading previously has Jago. I just want to make sure people know it's the same person.
Yeah. Of course, I think they would understand it's the same person. Because, because beforehand, you're talking about their only child, Francis Parker. So then when they say...
Mm-hmm.
You know, Francis Joseph Parker, they would know it's the same person.
Not Joseph, Jago.
No, it has
so you have to. So we have to change it to Jago, okay?
Yes.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah,
yes.
No, it's Jago. J-A-G-O.
That's a unique middle name.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, Francis Jago Parker. And...
That's okay. On October, he married my dad's great-grandmother, Clemencia Lalonde Tala. I think it's, is it an S on it?
Let's spell both ways.
Okay.
I would put Collins.
On October 1861, at the age of 37.
Mm-hmm.
He married.
It does mention age of 37 later on. He married that at the age of 37.
Yeah.
Okay, so Francis and Clemencia Collins had 11 kids.
And Clemencia.
That's a big family.
Yeah.
And Clemencia was 21.
Mm-hmm.
Francis and Clemencia Collins had 11 children. That does not have a cap.
No.
Yeah, that doesn't need a cap.
And it has kids. We don't use the word kids.
Children?
Kids.
Sure.
kids are goats, so we put children.
11 children, including my grandfather, Peter Parker. She was the granddaughter of Maximilian and Hortensia Collins. The Collins family was a freed family from the colonial era who had strong ties with the white people. And Maximilian's father was an honorary Collins.
He said the Collins family was a freed family. I think
yeah.
They were free.
So they weren't a freed family. They are a free family.
They're free. F-R-E-E.
I'm confused because by how it's written, because it says a freed family from the colonial era.
Right. So
I don't know if that was free.
If we are saying it's a free family, then we should just say the Collins family was from the colonial era who had strong ties with white people. Just specifically calling them a free family doesn't.
I agree.
So I should just say the Collins family was a free family. Okay.
Oh, the colonial era, you said.
Yeah, free family from the colonial era.
You don't need to put the family in.
Do it again.
Quiet people.
To put the free family, just say, just what you said, the Collins family was from the colonial.
Was from the colonial area, yeah. Was from the colonial era.
Yes.
Who had strong ties with white people.
Yeah. Who had strong ties with white people, and Maximilian's father was Honoré Collins, and his mother was a mulatto named Collett.
Hold on a minute. Can you put a hyphen over that E? Because his name was Honoré.
Honoré.
But it needs a little accent thing over the E.
R-E. Okay. H-O-N-O-R-E.
You don't know his father was...
Okay.
Mm.
Honoré Collins.
And his mother was a mulatto named Collette.
Yes.
Born of the family of Louis Maud
Bodine. But Maximilian Collins was a mulatto freed man working in a house of Alexandria Baudin, and Baudin wrote a document guaranteeing Maximilian's and his successors the ownership of Montfleury permanently. Maximilian Collins established St. Rose and the Catholic Church on this land. This parish is still court of the month. And he also built a one-room school for several children, which is still there today. Maximilian Collins died on the 1st of February 1870. Was buried at Church Cemetery in Montreal in Arcade Church.
Mm-hmm. We have a miss, that where it says he was born of the family of Louis Mott, that should be B-A-U-D-I-N.
B-A-U-D-I-N. Okay, not E?
Not the B-E-A-U-D-I-N-E.
Okay, Chris Louis.
Throughout.
Louis Mon. Budding. B-A-U-D-I-N. Okay. Is it Baudin or... I'm very confused. Is it B-E-A-U or B-A-U?
B-A-U.
So it is B-A-U-D-I-N. Okay. Baudin. Okay. What else?
Okay. I'm just looking over. That looks fine. I think we're finished with this back page.
Okay. Nope, I trust it.
I think the rest of it is fine.
The back page. Let's go to the front page.
Yeah, now let's go to the front page. What about the front?
I'm getting there. Hold on.
Okay. Okay, we got this sound. Okay, my dad's mother, Coralie DeVerney, was in New Orleans.
I can see one mistake.
Yeah,
Parker in Mobile.
Yes.
Well, no, she met my granddad, Theodore Parker.
In Mobile, and that's just written in
yes.
Mobile, yeah.
Yes, correct.
Theodore Parker is
son. Hold on, let him get the end.
Okay, right,
yeah, I got it. Moving on.
Okay, go
okay,
ahead.
Theodore Parker is the son of.
Yeah. Yeah, Parker is the son of Francis Parker. It was my grandmother who gave my dad the name Borington. Okay.
Peter Days, big was born in Montreal. Worked and lived in the household of Peter, a descendant of a Spanish family. By the
King of Spain before.
Peter Alba was a landowner in the Mobile County, Alabama. They did not marry, but had Peter Days and his sister.
Together, I don't need to have together.
Where is it?
Oh,
yeah, you don't need that. I didn't get to that yet.
What do you not need?
Together, take out together, because, but they have children, so you don't have together.
They weren't together when they had children.
They were,
and that's why we don't need the word together there.
Okay. Remove together. Okay, what else?
Go ahead, hon. He just deleted together.
Okay, Peter Days was off to improve his business. First, Peter Alba gave him a horse.
Not buggy, wagon, Sheldon.
Horse and wagon, okay.
Yeah.
And I would say he used the horse and wagon to sell his crop.
Yeah. In Mobile.
And we can just say, wait, let me just rephrase that. Horse and wagon.
That's about a 15-mile
Mobile market. Okay, how does this sound? When do you say horse and wagon?
But
it says horse and wagon, comma, did that, he sold his crops in the Mobile market. Does that sound good?
To put Big Daddy in there again. He also raised livestock and planted pecans to pay taxes.
I would reinforce, including pigs, you know, since that's an important part of my life.
He also raised livestock and planted pecans to pay taxes. So he raised
livestock, pigs.
He raised livestock. He also raised livestock such as pigs.
Yeah.
So just pigs and planted pecans.
Yes, pecans.
To pay taxes. Pecans to pay taxes.
Yes. Yes.
And here, you, after pay taxes, you need a period. He owned.
Yeah, he owned the Golden Eagle Club. And
it was a pub. Okay.
And what was that?
You know, Sheldon, let me explain. He owned the Golden Club, which was like a nightclub, and the U.S. government purchased the land from him to build Brookfield Air Force Base that I grew up with. Knowing all about, but the government purchased his property to build. Hold on. To build the U.S. Air Force base during the Second World War.
Okay.
I don't know that land name. I'm not familiar with, but is in the history. About him owning that club, and the government bought it from him.
I would say he owned the Golden Eagle Club in whatever this place up, and was later purchased by the government for Brookley Field
Air Force Base.
Guys, I'll be very honest with you in this specific section. We have very limited space, as you can see, to write things on. If we increase the lines and we'll skip, because the text is white, we'll skip into the white section and some of the text would get cut off.
Leave it the way it is.
Okay.
Sheldon, just leave it.
Got it.
Okay.
Well, what's his overtime? I don't get that.
Overtime. That should be a space between over and time. That means over the course of time, he eventually purchased trucks.
Oh, that's really... I would just say he eventually purchased trucks to start a moving business.
We'll just replace overtime with eventually.
It's already there. He eventually purchased.
Or we can just say, he eventually purchased, He eventually purchased... trucks to start his moving business. He managed this business till his death. His two sons, Milton and Peter Jr., took care of the businesses.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
I think we should rephrase this a bit. Start a moving business, and then we should say his two sons, Milton and Peter Jr., took care of the businesses after his death.
That's correct.
Makes a lot more sense.
Yes, it does. Thanks.
Yep.
He took care. His two sons took care. Okay, his two sons took care of the businesses. After his death, two sons, Milton and Peter Jr.
Yes.
Okay. Took care of the businesses after his death. Okay. Then there is Peter H.
Pardon?
Then there's the last part. Peter Days married Melissa Gatewood from Mobile. The couple had six children. Milton.
Yes.
Oh, there should be a comma over there. Six children, a full stop, something like that, like a period. Correct that. Had six. Had six children. Period. Milton. Okay.
All of those should be commas. It looks like they're periods.
Yeah, they look like periods. It should be commas, yeah. Except the last one. He died at his home while preparing to go to work on December 2, 1925, at the age of 82, leaving a great legacy and over 12 acres of land to his family.
Yes.
What did he die from?
Heart attack.
I think it would be better to say he died from a heart attack on December 2, rather than saying he died while preparing to go to work.
Right, right.
I still think that that's important, though, because he was 82. I would say he died of a heart attack at his home while preparing to go to work on December 2nd.
Yes, that's true.
While preparing to go to work. Okay. I think the rest is good to go.
Well, no, on the front page where it says Strength of Will, the story of Warrington S. Parker Jr., it's not a story, it's a memoir, and it reads as a memoir, not a story.
So, okay, then we have to change the entire cover. Okay, I'll make... Because when we made the cover, we said the story of Warrington S. Parker.
Right, and I wrote, when I sent that back the last time, I said, it is not a story, and it doesn't read as a story.
Okay. I'll have to make a note on this as well. It's a memoir. Okay. The book is...
People generally know what a memoir is, Sheldon?
No. I'm just being honest with you.
Okay.
They know it's not a story. The Three Little Pigs is a story. It doesn't have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
We can call it, we can just say The Life of Warrington S. Parker.
Yeah, that would be better than story, yes.
Okay, for the book cover, replace story with life. Because that would make The Life of Warrington S. Parker.
Yeah, and I love your selection of the pictures, me on the front cover and Gigi on the back cover, and me.
I thought it would be a nice touch, you know, since you're talking about family, you know.
Yeah, I did.
That works.
Okay. So I think we are good to go on this.
I do.
What,
I am.
What do you think?
Yeah, after the corrections, I think we are clearly good to go.
And when do you think you can send me
the book?
A copy back.
For this, I'm going to need a day, because after I'm done with this call, I have like 2 or 3 meetings lined up. So because the kind of corrections we have made, I would have to sit with the illustrator to get these done, because of course they would face some confusions. Because these are extensive notes that I've made, but they still would have confusion. So I need like a day or two.
Yeah, I'm surprised you can do it in that period of time. I know I've done brochures before, so I've been taking
time. Oh, I do.
It's more or less if I sit down and start doing something, I don't need a lot of time. But because there's a lot of other things I have to deal with, so
yeah. I'm sure.
There are other things in the pipeline. Otherwise, if I sit down today and start doing this, I think it should be done within the hour. But I have a lot of stuff in the pipeline.
Next couple of days is fine.
Yeah.
He just wanted a time frame.
Thanks, Sheldon.
I should either get it to you by tomorrow or Friday, okay?
Thanks for your time and your patience bearing with
me. Absolutely no problem. Absolutely no problem. It was a pleasure.
I'm the one. Thank you, Sheldon.
Thank you.
Okay, Warrington. I will catch up with you either tomorrow or day after, okay?
Okay.
And look forward.